Maloni, Talohani, Talofalava, Malo le Soifu, Malelangi Mama, Kia Orana, Malo Elelei, Fakalofa Lahiatu, Talofa, Kokumele Mele Puka, Mau, Mai Teama, E Momo Lava Pikia Pet, Tato Tamana Italangi, Motana Tauhinga, Manahaka Manuyanga, Mukitato Uma. Mate ola mate maalohe ku maue ki tātou, toka tino ina tātou tamahaina bēnei. Yeah. Once again, warm Pacific greetings to all our listeners. You are tuned in and listening to Te Ama Radio on Planet FM 104.6 or live streaming online at www.planetaudio.org.nz. Or if you missed the broadcast, listen for the next 7 days at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Te Ama Pacifica Health. Better yet, you can download our weekly shows on the Planet FM website. Te Ama are proud to partner up with Waitemata District Health Board and East Tamaki Healthcare to promote health and welfare amongst our Pacific population in Aotearoa, New Zealand, so that we may have the tools and knowledge to make better lifestyle choices. Our sponsors, Waitemata District Health Board, is the largest New Zealand DHB in New Zealand, which protects, improves and promotes the health of our people and communities.
Talofa lava and welcome to this our beautiful new morning, and praise God for waking us up all this morning. You know, I'd like to remind our listeners this morning that this morning there's a lot of people that didn't wake up, and tonight will be somebody's last good night. And so Te Ama is back on air again, and welcome to all our beautiful listeners. Yeah, it's been a while, but hey, God is good. And also, with this morning, we are so privileged to have Sally Ann, which is Princess Ann, joining us in the studio as our very special guest to share with us her vast knowledge, experience, and service on how we can all, as Pacific Island people, have a better understanding and to help make a difference where it matters, so that Pacifica people's lives improve significantly with knowledge around maintaining good health and how to have better lifestyle and also maintaining well-being. So before we do, as we always have this protocol of inviting God into our presence, especially this morning. So we're going to open our program with a word of prayer this morning. Let us pray.
To our Heavenly Father, thank you for blessing us with another beautiful day today. Thank you for this opportunity for bringing Princess Anne and Auntie Fale and myself to be able to present to you. I ask that you heal those who are wounded, and I also ask that you bless everybody with a happy morning. Amen.
Amen.
I bow at altars
talo falava kia ora ana malo elele ni sambula minaka talo hani kalo falasiatu and kia ora tatou katoa. Well, this morning we are so blessed and privileged to have Princess Anne joining us in the studio as our very special guest. New Zealand born, 23 years old, who fell in love with helping people. Her passion for customer service and aviation has driven her to study and work in the travel and airline industry. Having a background in business, Princess Anne has a wide range of views of all operational roles of the industry. As a young Pacific multicultural youth, Princess Anne holds her Samoan upbringing alongside with Kiwi intuition as a young entrepreneur who strives to not only meet but to exceed expectations. Princess Anne is also the marketing and sales manager for Lady Dora's Fruit and Veggies Limited. Her biggest goal and most pride achievement are being able to hold all three job titles alongside with her own travel business. Well, be sure that you are listening in, whatever you're doing, all our beautiful listeners. And right now, I am going to put her on the spot. Mm-hmm. And please, Princess Anne, welcome. And thank you so much for making your time available to be with us this morning. And yes, well, me myself too, on behalf of Te Ama, I welcome myself back. And thank you, Christopher, for their beautiful prayer. So, talo falava, malo le soifua, Princess Anne.
Talo falava, malo le, bula, nisa bula, kia ora, and warm Pacific greetings to you all. On behalf of Lady Dora's Fruit and Veggies Limited New Zealand, I would like to thank Te Ama Charity and also Auntie Fale for having us on board today, just to share a bit more about our company and what we do. So thank you so much. First and foremost, I'd like to thank the Lord for guiding us here and for being with us today, because without him, we are nothing today. I'm very fortunate to have a main back support of my family and also the company that I work with. Being part of Lady Dora's Fruit and Veg for 7-8 years now, basically started from the bottom and now I'm here. Frontline, all the way to the back, books and everything, I've had the privilege to have insight throughout the whole business. Again, with my background of business and the travel and tourism industry, marketing, customer service, that's my passion. That's what I'm good at. And it's, you know, to be able to give back to the community on such a wide range of ways is just a blessing. It's a bless not only myself, but bless the community by supplying them supermarket quality produce from all around the world at a fraction of the price.
Yes. Well, to our beautiful listeners again, Sally Ann Felish Sonja Hankin Matafel, also known as Princess Anne, and that is the name that she's well known with, and a marketing and sales manager for Lady Dora Fruits and Veggies Limited, Auckland, New Zealand. What is so exciting about this young person? She's only 23 years old. And she loves helping people, and that's the reason why I call her Princess Anne, because she just loves helping people. And people, even little children, young people, they just follow her around. Now, as a very young Pacific Island successful young beautiful lady, and you are already holding a title of marketing and sales manager, and not only that, you know, your passion and for customer service and aviation has driven you to study and work in travel and airline industry. That is so exciting for a young person like you. Tell us a bit more what actually drives you, you know, to have this passion.
Oh, beautiful question. Coming from a business background, business and law background, with both parents being degree holders in the, and also specialize in the area, my family is made up of high achievers, right back from my late grandmother, you know, which is basically where it all started, the heart and soul of the company, which is why we've named it Lady Dora's Fruit and Veg. She's always inspired us to be the best you can be. Do what you need to do to get where you want to be, but also think about the community. Like when my dad was given the title of Tula Epa, What the head of state said to him was, "Tulepa ia e alofa ntuata vai vai lo watunu." Basically, what that means is, look after the community, be there for the people, be for the people. So, me coming into the travel and tourism industry, not only does it push me to help airlines grow, it also pushes me to give back to the community, give them that service, and use my expertise to the best of my ability to make the travel procedure, the travel process, easy, fun, and for everyone to just enjoy it, regardless if you're coming on as an economy passenger, a business passenger, everyone is all the same. So I guess that's why I love travel and tourism, because I'm part of that process. From the day you book that flight or book that holiday to the day you get to the airport, you check in, you see a happy smiley face. You know, it's when people start to say a job is no longer a job. You know, it's money is just a bonus for me. But it's because I love what I do, I don't mind working long hours. As long as I can turn one frown upside down or help that family in need. You know, because people don't always travel for leisure. They travel because they have to travel, whether they're going on a funeral or a sad occasion where a family member's sick. So being part of that process, just to make it a bit more easier or a bit more smoother, it just sums up the whole thing.
Wow, amen, Princess. I only wish that our listeners can actually look at you, see you in person, like they are in the community, in the studio. Why I say this, because not only she's young, but she's very beautiful. And it's a good good motivation, good encouraging for young people that are actually listening. But Princess, you did mention something about your upbringing, you know, the principles that you were brought up in, especially you have a special, very close to your heart, your Nana, right? That's where it all began, right? Say a little bit more about principles.
Principles. You know, because I'm a multicultural person. Basically, when people ask me, "Princess, what are you? Or what nationality are you?" I call myself a tropical fruit salad. Being NZ-born with the whole mix of German, Asian, Samoan, everything all coming into one, it does put a lot of weight on my shoulders. And especially with having Nana there, strong background, enables me to speak fluent Samoan. She then taught me how to read Samoan. And, you know, being raised up in New Zealand with all of these different cultures that come through, it just makes me this beautiful mosaic that is made out of different colors, different ethnicities, which enables me to not only be flexible, but also adaptable to different cultures that I meet on an everyday basis. So I guess that's what makes my whole personality. And when it comes to principles, being a young Pacific Islander, especially on my Samoan side, with Dad holding a high chief status in Samoa, it does become, you know, not a heavy kind of weight on your shoulders, where you know you need to maintain a type of standard that's there. Where my parents have always told me, always speak your mind, but always do it with respect. And, you know, in order for people to listen to you, you need to gain their respect. Instead of, you know, talking, thus you need to talk the right mind. You need to know when to be formal, when to be informal. And I guess with my upbringing, it's taught me to do all of that. And, of course, coming from a God-fearing family, all of the principles that are in the Bible is basically what we live by. And I'm so fortunate to have not only my immediate family or my extended family, by my other family that comes into place, and they all help me and support me in everything I want to do.
So family support is very important, right?
Yes, absolutely, yeah. 100%. I wouldn't be who I am now without, you know, everything I've been through, especially with Mum, who's there with me, and she's constantly pushing me, do this, do that. And you know, a family needs that, or especially my generation, we need that, because without our parents, we wouldn't be where we are here today. I've got Mum who pushes me to be the best that I can be, who is also hard, firm, and strict. And, you know, I thank her for being like that to me, because if she wasn't like that, I wouldn't be this person who I am now, a person who perseveres, a person who doesn't give up, a person who has faced numerous struggles or numerous obstacles that, you know, would normally push someone or set someone back in. They'll be like, no, that's it, I give up. With mom, it's, you know, there's a someone saying where Ole Lofa Ele Afifia, like, you know, it's when you really love someone, you gotta be there for them, you gotta be strict and be hard on them. And my mom always says, if I love, if I lay up, you filter out everything else, but you use what's in there. And with my dad, who's really, really quiet, you really hear his voice. It's always mom who's there. Do it, do this, do that. And, you know, I'm so grateful for parents that God has blessed me with, because mom is the backbone of the whole family. And, you know, it says that behind a strong man is a beautiful, strong woman. And I guess my parents are the exact example of what that saying is, and is proof that God starts from the top of the family and it just flows right through.
Yeah, thank you, Princess. As you were speaking, what comes to my mind right now is Proverbs 22:6, which says, train up a child the way they should go, and when they get old, they will not depart from it. So as you mentioned about the support of your families, especially your parents, your mother being the one that you hear the voice, and dad is really, really quiet. And so your experience as a young person, because there's a lot of things have changed now with regards to family unit, a strong family unit, which I see with you and your families. It's very, very clear and obvious with the support. Support is very important, you know. We need to be there to support one another and to help. So from your experience or your observations as a young person, why is it that we don't have that today with regards to strong family units?
Let's talk about my generation. You know, being a young Pacific Islander from South Auckland, our profile isn't that great. You know, let's be honest here. When people think about South Auckland, they're like, oh no, got to be really careful, double check that your car's locked, always make sure you got your valuables close to you. And it's a shame, because there's so much potential there. And, you know, people normally point the finger at the parents, which in some cases they're right. But, you know, it takes more than just the parents' guidance for someone my age to follow. So when we talk about certain issues like that, it's really is based down to the person themselves. Like, you know, for example, let's talk about my little brother Shah here. Shah could have gone to King's College or a high up college, right, with a high caliber. But Shah chose, no, let's go to Papakura High. I want to go to Papakura High School. I want to be that person to prove everyone wrong, because some kids, or my age, some of them blame the high school they went to, or they blame the fact that their parents couldn't afford to take them to a school that provides what they need to get places in life. So what Shah did, he went to Papakura High School, and he came back on top, which is a perfect example of what we're talking about right now. It's not the school you go to, it's the student themselves. You know, it's not the situation you were born into, it's how you take that situation. And, you know, leaders, or my mom always says this, you know true gold when it's put in fire, when it burns and it shows up, that's when you know it. So, you know, it really is up to the person if they want to, you know, if they're born into this family where the struggle is real, and instead of wanting to be that leader to change the future, they just want to sit there and accept the fact that there's nothing else that they can do. So with me coming in with my own travel business, my main mission is to be that leader, change it. So when I can bring my generation on board, there'll be young entrepreneurs instead of, you know, PIs from South Auckland where people don't want to talk to, and all of this that just change that mindset. change that reputation that we have, because we're more than what they just say us. You know, if only my generation would use that as motivation to better themselves instead of taking it in as in, and accepting less than what they're really worth.
Yeah, thank you so much. You know, again, right now, would you like to shout out to Shah, giving glory to God for all that he has received because of the hard work and the support that you as family have given him? And God is good, isn't it? You want to shout out right now?
Mm. All right, Shah, big fella. I hope you're having a great day at uni today. You know, sorry, for all of our beautiful listeners here, that is my little brother, who's second youngest. Now, Shah, he's also a part of the company and plays a main role as CEO. Now, Shah goes to school, he comes home. He basically does more work than I do in the company, which is why I'm surprised. Everyone was shocked. We've also had the privilege of having Auntie Fali at his prize giving last year, where he was awarded both overall ducks and Pacifica ducks, which has never done in the history of the school. So his name was being put up last year on both sides of the ducks board in the hall. And it's just a proud moment to know that that's my brother. He did that. And, you know, it goes to show that you can learn from people who are younger than you, from your younger siblings, your older siblings. And, you know, if Shah can do that, anyone can do that. So, Shah, have a good day at school. Absolutely love your work. And keep at it. You know we'll be there to back you up 100%.
Yeah, thank you. I was at that celebration, prize giving. Oh, it was so emotional. Even now, you know, I have that when we watched him. And it's just to see the love, the support of the families right there. And so what comes to mind right now, Shah, is the Jeremiah 29:11. You know, for God knows the plan for you, Shah. And so, yeah, give glory to God and praises God for all the effort and you know, the success that you received is all because of God. All right, thank you so much. And Princess, again, I noticed that you attract young people, even little kids, little babies, little children, right? Even you were here as a guest speaker, and there's still a friend who is following you around, you know, which I'm going to put him on the spot at the second half, right? So he's going to get ready. And he was actually the one that said our prayer to start us off. All glory to God. Yeah, so Princess, what is it that all these little kids follow you around? What are you doing that makes them... Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah. Oh, man. You know, I'm not... I couldn't really put my finger on that either, but, you know, God has blessed me with this talent that, or a type of attitude that I've got where, you know, I get along with everyone. I have, my oldest friend I have is 96 years old, and she operates at the Otara Market. Faye, if you're listening, girl, what's up? Yeah, absolutely love you to bits. Now, she hand knits everything in her store. And, you know, it's such a privilege to be part of that, because within the Otara Market, there's also been some obstacles that we have to get through there. And, you know, of course, with business, you make a whole lot of enemies. But, you know, she's been there since day one. She's watched me grow. She's been my backbone there. She's also been one of my referees on my CV, to be 100% honest. But she's absolutely amazing. And, you know, being this multicultural person who's born into business, who's got eyes of a business owner, or eyes of a frontline customer service, or eyes as a supervisor, you see things differently. And, you know, God has blessed me with this beautiful personality, which enables me to get along with absolutely everyone, no matter what type of caliber they are, what type of nationality they are, whichever ethnicity. There's, or, you know, everywhere I go, there's bound to be someone I know, whether I know them by face or whether they know me but I don't know their name. But, you know, I'm so blessed to have this wide range of friends that cover pretty much on a global scale, I would say. But yeah, with everyone who comes my way, it's, I guess they just feel how genuine and, you know, caring, and it's, you're bound to have a smile with me. And whenever I promote things at the local markets, I'll be like, guys, come with the frown, leave with the smile. Regardless if they're only spending 50 cents, if they're spending $50, you know, every customer is the same. And I guess that's another reason why I love what I do, because no 2 days are the same, really. You find yourself here, you find yourself there, and it's just, I'm just so blessed and humbled with the amount of love people show me on a daily basis. So.
Amen. God is love, eh?
Absolutely. God
and
is good.
And He is good, yeah. Well, to our beautiful listeners, you've been listening to Princess Anne, who is the marketing and sales manager for Lady Dora's Fruit and Veggies Limited. And we're just going to go and have a little break, our first break. And, of course, we'll come back. You're going to be hearing more. Princess Anne talk about her passion for customer service, and aviation has driven her to study and work in the travel and airline industry. Amazing for a very young person. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Shines in God's own time. God is good.
Amen.
Welcome back to our beautiful listeners and also to our very special guest this morning, Princess Anne. Welcome back, Princess Anne.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Your passion for customer service and aviation has driven you to study and work in the travel and airline industry. And again, you did mention about the support of your parents, you know, to where you're at, especially as a very young person holding a title of a marketing and sales manager for Lady Dora Fruits and Veggies Limited. How did you get there so fast? Oh, as a 23-year-old. Yes.
I guess all things are possible through God.
Amen.
All right. And, you know, it's funny because I don't really say much about my parents or acknowledge them as much as I should. But, you know, without them as my main two supporters, I wouldn't be where I am today. Especially with my mom. Oh, mom. Absolutely amazing. She's such a strong woman. Like, you know, I always say to her, man, if we were to put everything that you and Dad have been through to get us to where we are today, you know, migrating from Samoa, here, mom coming over on a scholarship at such a young age, to her, you know, stopping her dreams and soldiering on to not only support us as children, but also to support the whole of her family, which I guess encourages me to not only do my goals, but aim higher. And it keeps that window open for me to look out and be like, I can do this. If mom did it, I can do it. And, you know, seeing the way her and Dad work together, it's absolutely amazing. With mom who comes in and she straightens out all of those wrinkles, and Dad coming in with the support also, and it just amazes me that, you know, true love can do this, you know. And it's like when you do get to that certain stage when you are, you know, about to experience that next level, it's always good to look at your parents and how they're doing. And, you know, with Dad coming in, and it's just, that's just what you want and what you need in life. And it's 100% support from all areas, left, right, and center. And, you know, with my mom coming on, she's very strict, such a hard lady. But she never fails to amaze us every single day. And, you know, she pushes me to the point where, you know, you feel like you're going to give up, but when you hear mom's voice, it's like, no, I can do this. And knowing that she's there, like, you know, whenever I go into surgery, I am a victim of rheumatic fever. And mom wasn't in New Zealand at the time when I was diagnosed with it. It was Nana who was here, and she was with me, and I was about 11 years old. And the doctor said to me, Sally-Ann, we're having rheumatic fever, you would never be the same again. You won't be able to walk this far again. You can't run. You can't play contact sport. And it's just like, you know, my whole life turned upside down. And all I wanted to hear that time was my mom's voice. So, of course, on that same night, my phone rings and Nana picks it up. And I was like, please tell me it's mom. And then it's mom. And she talked to me. And the words that she said to me was, go to your happy place. Attend. Yeah.
Man. Amen. Yeah. Thank God for parents.
They're so good. She said, think about being on the beach. And it's like, sorry, oh my God.
Yeah. Well, it is real.
And then all I thought about, where's your happy place? And I was like, a happy place would be if mom's here. And, you know, growing up with this illness, I get injected every 28 days. And I always say to myself, man, I want to stop this. I don't want to do this. Because when I go into the clinic to get the injection, it's like I go in there and I walk in like someone who doesn't have this illness of rheumatic fever. And I praise the Lord for it, because when I was in hospital, when I was first diagnosed with it, I was in a ward together with all of other kids who had rheumatic fever, and I was fortunate enough to not have the symptoms or not have the physical symptoms that people can see. So I said to myself, nah, God, I want you to work through me. So when people ask me, how come you're not in a wheelchair, or how come you can't do this, why aren't you limited to the things that we can't do, but yet you've also got rheumatic fever, And I guess that's the main thing I've learned from my mom is, you know, prove them wrong. Show them that the God that you praise, the God that you live for, is here with you.
Amen.
You know, be that living, walking testimony, which I have been. And it amazes me because it was through my mom where God talks. So, you know, if you ask my mom, or if I am going into surgery, the doctors in the hospital, they all know. No anesthetic or no pills or medicine can replace my mom.
Mm.
Because the moment I wake up after that surgery, even if it was a washer or to get my tonsils taken out, they know for a fact that I'm going to need my mom there. Mm. Because if I don't see my mom, I won't stop crying. Mm. I'm being the strong, independent woman who's so hard and stubborn and, you know, who just gets everything done by herself, who people would never see this side of me. And the only person who could calm me down is my mom. And I remember the first surgery I went into, and I woke up and I started crying, and then the ladies were like, what's wrong? It's like, I don't want you, no one touch me, please go away, I need my mom, I need my mom. And I started throwing a tantrum, and mom was in Papakura, and she was on her way there, and I was like, no, I need my mom. And I didn't stop crying until I saw her. And the doctors, the nurses were like, what in the world is going on? And I was like, no, I need my mom. And, you know, she's always there when I open up my eyes. And with the amount of support that comes through my family is amazing. So she's starting from the oldest of the sibling, which is Dorle. Oh, she's my one and only sister, my blood sister, the one who knows me in and out. And it's, you know, I'm so blessed to have her as my older sister. I wouldn't ask for anyone else to replace her. She's been there, she's done that. Whatever I need, she knows how to fix it. She's like the go-to. I'm the loud sister, she's the quiet sister. But when she's there, it's like I feel everything's complete. And then when it comes down to Anzac, my I call him my second dad. You know, sometimes we're more scared of Anzac than we are of dad, because he's basically our backbone. He's also the company director for Lady Dora's Fruit and Veggies. Such a hardworking man. And, you know, he's sacrificed the most to let us be where we are today. And, you know, Anzac, if you are listening, I know you guys are at the market right now, probably packing up. I just want to thank you for everything, you know, being there when I thought I couldn't pick myself up. Being the one who's like, no, you're going to do this. You're going to do it right. You're going to get there. And, you know, both of my older siblings played a large part for when my rheumatic fever was really bad. Whether it was driving me out for my appointments, picking me up from my injections, whether I'm sick. You know, I was recently in hospital, and oh my God, I think that was when I was blessed to see the amount of love that people had for me. And I was amazed and overwhelmed with everyone who came through. So beautiful listeners, family, whānau, my market family, my travel business family, my church members, you know, everyone who came through, I just want to thank you so much for coming and spending time, and especially for Auntie Fale, who didn't fail to see me every single day. And of course, my best friend, Christopher Terry, or Teddy, who's here with us today. He was there right throughout my time in the hospital. And so, you know, I just want to thank everyone. I'm so humble enough. And of course, to my two beautiful younger siblings, Sha, who was basically, I treat him as if he's older than me. And, you know, he's my inspiration to go further. Keep going, don't stop. And, of course, we've got the baby of the family, William, who is absolutely hilarious, who's most of the time on his own little world. And he's, you know, he's the one that you go to when you're having a bad day, or, you know, when the day isn't going that great. He will never fail to put a smile on their face. He's humble, quiet, down to earth, and just everything. Mom and Dad put in one. Oh, my God. Sorry. So sorry.
Please don't. Carry on. No. To our beautiful listeners, even now, as Princess is talking and mentioning, acknowledging her parents, especially the mum, she's just gone into tears. She's crying just talking about her mum, mentioning her mum's name. That's how much, that's how close, that's how great God is. So these are tears of gratefulness to God for her mum, for her dad, for her siblings. And of course, acknowledging them for the closeness, for the support, for the love, you know, and not for blessing each other with each other. And so we have this very best friend that we have in the studio. And now, what do you say about your friend, Christopher, Princess Anne? Hey, this is your chance.
Hi, everyone. I hope everyone's having a good day to all you listeners out there. My relationship with Anne started 4 or 5 years ago. It started from right before I moved to America to do an internship at Disney World. We met when I was studying at university, and she was a chef. I was starting off as a junior chef inside the Kuri Lounge in New Zealand. And what I used to do was pick up shifts, and I used to go to the Kuri Lounge, and I mainly went there just for the food. And Sally Ann always used to just feed me. Whenever I was hungry, she'd just come to the back, eat some food, and all that. And then from then on, we didn't keep in contact for a good, 3 years. It wasn't until we started back at the same company at the airport as ground staff with Menzies Aviation was where we became best friends.
Very good. Now, Princess Anne, we are coming towards the end of our interview. What would you like a message to leave with your listeners that you want to take home with them from this presentation or interview?
Eat your greens. hey, look, family, whānau, all of the listeners around the world, I guess. Basically, what I want to leave on a good note is just, you know, listen to your parents. Yeah, they could be hard, especially for our younger generation, or they could say things that you don't like them or that you won't really like them to say. But, you know, at the back of that is love. Like, when they tell you not to do something, and it's not because they want you to not have fun, it's actually because they care for you. And they want the best for you, and nothing but the best for you. And, you know, so with everyone listening right now, remember, the Bible says, listen to your parents, and, you know, the blessings will flow through. It's easy. The formula that my dad gives us and that us kids listen by is, the formula to life is easy. Pray, listen, abide, and everything will flow through. No, do not miss anything of that formula. When you pray, you work. Because the Bible says if you don't work and you don't pray, none of that will fall from the sky and bless you. No, right? The Bible says work, listen, pray, have faith. Don't just pray and think that God's going to bless you straight away. Family, whānau, it's all about work. Get their mahi in, do that, and then everything else will flow through. So other than that, thank you so much, Te Ama Charity and Auntie Fale, for having us. And, you know, for having us here today to not only talk about my success as a young Pacific Islander growing up in South Auckland, but, you know, here to represent Lady Dora's Fruit and Veggies coming on board. Just, if you guys are out there and you're listening, we operate from Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday and Friday. Saturday at Otara and Mangere Markets. On Tuesday and Friday, we're here at Mount Roscoe, Sandringham, the Farmers Market. And on Sunday, we operate at Avondale. Being a global company that comes in and we import and export goods with our surplus to give back to the community is another reason why I am proud to be part of this company. So, guys, if you're free on the weekend, or if you need that weekly dose of your 5-plus a day or your fruits and daily, you know, intake of your vitamins, come through to the local flea markets, or just hit up on Facebook. We're on Facebook, so just look up Lady Dora's Fruit and Veggies, give me a message, and I'll give you with the daily updates of all of our specials. And we do go live on a daily basis, so there you go, whānau.
Oh, awesome, Princess. All right, because of your personality and how you have attracted all these young people your oldest friend is 96 years old. And so even to this very moment that you managed to have Christopher, who is still working at the airport right now, and someone that you've actually trained while you were at the working at the airport, with to be able to be with you right now at this point. Isn't that great?
Yes.
You know, that's a sign of true friendship, right?
It is.
Not only helping each other, but you continue this friendship. So, lastly, we are going to say a prayer to close us. So, Christopher, we give you the privilege of doing.
Let us pray. To our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful hour that we've had, this opportunity to be able to speak about Princess Anne, and for all of her successes throughout her whole family. We ask that you keep up with these blessings to guide her through her strength for her future, and also for my Auntie Fale to bless her for giving us this opportunity and for all of her successes in the future, and also to watch over each and every one of us, especially those out there who are listening. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, amen.
Amen. Well, to our beautiful listeners, this is a classic example of young people who have not been given any notice about coming on air. And they, again, as Princess was talking about upbringing, the principles, and listening to parents, and they just got in and do as they were told. So, again, from Te Ama Charity, thank you so much, Princess Anne, for accepting this. But we'd love to have you back, please. To do it. I know there's a lot more that you want to talk about your travel business.
Absolutely.
Which you haven't touched. So to all our beautiful listeners, God bless you, and we'll be back again next time, same time next week on Tuesday. Until then, God bless you.
God bless you all, people. Kia ora whānau. Thank you so much.
God bless everybody. Ka kite.
Jesus, the demons have to flee. There's healing for